As if we needed more proof of global warming, this summer is on track to be one of the 10 hottest summers in the U.S. in recorded history. And it's not unique to America. Here's what to keep in mind should you be traveling this month or next summer. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. 2 weeks ago, I spent 12 days in Greece, where it was so hot during the day, the Acropolis in Athens was closed until evening. Temperatures were as high as 109 degrees, thanks to hot air coming in from Africa. And it wasn't just Greece. Zoos in Italy fed popsicles to animals baking in the heat. The water in the Adriatic Sea hit record high temperatures. Now, you know the basic rules about surviving heat. Seek shade, drink plenty of water, and so on. But also consider the fact air conditioning is not a given thing in many hotels and rental homes or apartments in Europe. Europe's infrastructure is older than ours, and while AC is available in Western chain hotels, even some older luxury hotels in Europe rely on open windows for cool air. Scandinavian hotels that never required AC often do now as well. So if you're headed to warm climes, check your AC. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.